Hey guys, this is Ariana, and this is my first podcast, so don't be like too excited about it, because honestly I'm a fucking mess, and you know, I feel like most of these podcasts probably go messy. I honestly don't really have that much experience with podcasts in general, but as far as I can tell you right now, I am a 19-year-old transgender woman. Obviously, clock my voice, it doesn't sound like Tiffany from fucking fourth period, but yeah, this is my reality. I am a trans woman in this society, in United States, in the United States of America, you know, like living lavish or whatever, like getting to order Little Caesars through Uber Eats, like wow, we're just like that bitch. No, but just in general, like yeah, like it's life, you know. Sometimes I just don't really simply kind of comprehend like what the fuck is going on most of the time, and I really just focus on myself and who the fuck am I. But I feel like there's a lot of people that need somebody, like, I mean, I don't know, like honestly don't know exactly what people need, but I wanted to decide to start this podcast just to be that bitch to talk, because I love talking. So right now I'm literally sitting in my room by myself. I'm literally like just chilling. Like, I've been listening to music. I really enjoy singing, and I love it. So, that's, like, I literally will literally play music for about 2 hours and just sing along to it. And, yeah, like, I don't know if anybody else can relate to that. I'm not trying to be, like, hashtag relatable. Like, I'm just, like, so relatable. Like, yeah, I'm just like you. But in reality, I am just like a lot of people. It's just that I've never met people like me. And like, I totally understand, because like, come on, there's like a million people in the world. So it's like, I can't even be like, oh my God. Like, there's nobody that's like me. Because, bitch, there is. It's just, you don't get the fuck out of your little small ass town and see that. And, okay, for example, today I went to, or not today, but yesterday, I went to a bar, and they had, like, this, like, kind of, like, drag show. It wasn't, like, drag, because, like, drag is usually, like, commonly, like, done by men, but they only had one guy, or they had two guys, actually, but the rest of the three or four people, they were all women, and they basically do, like, themes every single week of the people that are the main performers, and they do, like, a theme. Like, so this week's theme was, like, Glitter Bomb, apparently. I've never been, this is my first time, so don't judge me. But yeah, like, so it was that, and it was actually really interesting, because I literally, like, my friend had kind of told me, like, it was gonna be a drag show, so I like, literally comprehended, like, oh, it's gonna be a drag show, it's gonna be, like, all men, like, dressing in women's clothing, and, like, mm-hmm. Literally just being that bitch, like, even though they're a guy, like, you know, like, that's what I thought. And me as a trans person, I always respect that, but I feel like it's weird, because I feel like people try, like, I feel like straight people, they, like, whenever they interact with you about things that are anything LGBTQ inclusive, they feel like you're automatically supposed to love it, which kind of, like, pisses me off. But I mean, like, I honestly understand, like, I would be the same way. Yeah, like, I think it was really interesting just getting to see these people, even, cisgender females, just getting their fucking life, getting their freaking bras and tops and panties glittered out, and just living the fantasy, showing their ass, like, just living for it. And I think that's really special. I think it's really cool that, you know, me and my small town, we have a little bit of a community that gathers around and is focused on the LGBTQ community, because we're all different. We're all created, obviously, not fucking equally, as people love to just imagine. That's just not reality, sis. So take it back a couple times and realize that everybody else is different, and we're all like little unicorns just flying around trying to like reach our destiny, or whatever you want to call it. But yeah, like, I don't know, I had a lot of fun, and I thought it was really cute, and I even felt the urge to go up there. I was like, bitch, maybe I should be the one, like, a little trans fantasy, like, going up there, because anybody can be a performer on the stage. And I was just like, maybe I should be like a little trans fantasy. And I was like, wow, that's interesting. It's just like, I've never been exposed to that. That was my first time going to anything that was like a raunchy show. Just like a drag show, whatever you want to call it, just a performance. I've never even been to a concert, so that literally shook my life. My eyes were screaming, bleeding. No, I'm just kidding. No, they weren't bleeding, but it was just, like, good for me getting to see the exposure and other people. And, yeah, so I love that for me. But, I know that a lot of people don't have that in their town, so I totally feel bad because it was so fun. Sorry, I'm drinking some water because I'm a thirsty ass whore. But yeah, like, it was so fun. And I really saw how much my, like, straight friends, my cisgender girlfriends got into it. And by the way, guys, if you guys don't already understand this, girlfriend, when I say girlfriends, it doesn't mean I have a girlfriend. It means I have friends that are girls. Okay? Good. Anyways, yeah, so they were all so happy and excited, and I guess it's because they're not really used to that, and neither am I, necessarily, but I feel like I watch so many people online that are in the gay or the LGBTQ lesbian community, whatever the fuck you want to call it. Like, honestly, I really don't care. Like, I'm not that serious. I feel like it's always people that are, like, not in the LGBTQ community that are, like, so, oh, LGBTQ plus whatever the fuck. Sorry. Like, I'm sorry I misgendered. I know it's, like, way more than just LGBTQ now, but, yeah, like, anyways, I feel like it's always people that are not in the community that, like, get so sensitive when you literally just don't fucking, wait, what was I saying? I honestly forgot. This is how you know that I'm a dumb bitch and I shouldn't be making this podcast, but, literally, no, but I really do feel like it's always LGBTQ, people that are not in the LGBTQ plus something, whatever the fuck it is, plus community, that gets so booty hurt over people talking about people that are in the community. It's like, I don't understand, like, girl, you don't know our lives. Like, maybe there's some people that are so sensitive, but I feel like anybody who's in the lesbian, gay, transgender, bi, questioning, queer, whatever the fuck you want to fucking call it, like, they're strong people because we're doing everything, in such a different way. We don't listen to people, we don't listen to their opinions, we decide what we want, and what we want is what we want, what we're gonna get, and it's just, like, we don't just, like, sit here and be, like, oh my god, well, Tiffany from first period, who's a cisgender, is not gonna like me anymore. Or Jake, who's my friend, like, for example, if you're a gay guy, Jake, who's my friend, is gonna find out that I like dick, and he has the dick, like, oh my god, like, they're not gonna like me anymore. Like, fuck that shit. Like, it doesn't fucking matter. If they are not worth it in the first place, and if they don't understand, then that is their loss, because I'm pretty sure that you're a fucking bomb-ass, great-ass, little fucking gay fantasy bitch, and you don't need to fucking put up with that shit, because at the end of the day, honey, like, I went through the same things. I transitioned in high school, and it's just like, girl, like, I'm over it. Like, I'm literally over it. I'm literally just like, bye. Like, it was so annoying that I actually thought, like, it actually pisses me off sometimes when I think about, like, friends that I had in high school that I used to think, like, wow, like, I hope I never lose them because, like, I really liked them. They were so great to me. But, bitch, they were fucking fake. And the second that I came out as trans, they were like, oh my god, it's so weird. Like, I can't believe that you think you're a girl. I'm like, bye, the fuck? If you don't respect me, then I don't want you in my fucking life. And that's just, like, not just going for high school life. That's going for fucking eternity, honey. So, I always keep that in mind, and I feel like you should too. I feel like you should understand that high school isn't everything. High school is just a simplistic moment of life in order for you to get your little graduation, your little diploma. And yeah, I didn't get my diploma, honestly. But that was my fault because I literally couldn't handle the fucking anxiety and the, just everything going on. Like, I was one of those people that just, I would go into class and there was people just constantly staring at me. And yes, I did do things to, like, arouse their attention, honestly. I did wear crazy makeup, but that was what I was, that's what I thought was comfortable to me. That's what made me feel confident in class. And, yeah, and it just made me feel really unconfident after I thought, like, I mean, it made me feel confident as a person when I was walking through the hallways, but whenever I was actually in class, I felt so uncomfortable when all these straight guys and all these just cisgender women just kept staring at me and judging me, and you can tell that it wasn't, like, anything nice. It was just, like, bitchy, like, just bitchy looks. And, yeah, so I would always get out of class and go to my art class and just kind of hide in there. So, yeah, like, I don't know, high school was weird for me. That was my experience during high school. I honestly recommend you transitioning in high school. Like, I know it's really bad and it's shitty and it sucks and I hate it and I hated it. But I feel like you should do it beforehand, as soon as you can as possible, because the sooner you do it, the faster you'll be able to, like, live your life and heal, and it's just, like, so much better. And yeah, like, I am not trying, like, I'm not a teacher, I'm not a spiritual guru, but I'm just a normal ass bitch who lives in Texas, who happens to be transgender, and who just lives her life according to what she believes in, and that's just fucking tea, bitch. So, if you're ever gonna want to come back and listen to my little podcast, my little gay podcast, even though I'm not gay, but, like, I'm trans, but yeah, like, if you want to listen to my little queer podcast, whatever the fuck, like, honestly, a lot of the, like, definitions, I really don't know what they mean. Like, I feel like that's all you should know, that, like, don't take it too seriously when it comes to, like, LGBTQ community and their labels, because, like, bitch, we're just people. As long as you respect them, we probably don't even give a fuck about the label you give us. As long as you're not calling, like, trans people, like, he when they want to be called she, and she when they want to be called he. Like, I feel like that is the most important thing, because most people, like, think about it, most people in the bisexual and transgender, or no, just bisexual in general, like, that are, like, gender neutral, or just, like, lesbian, that are gender neutral, and they kind of, like, dress as men, but they're obviously still consider themselves women. Like, you shouldn't really be worried too much about that, because they're kind of inflicting that upon themselves. But when it comes to transgender people, like, we are trying to be, we're not trying to be, but we're just trying to show society that, like, this is who we are. And whenever they call us, like, the opposite gender, when they misgender us, like, it sucks. We feel uncomfortable, we feel shitty, and yeah, that's life. But I feel like that's, like, probably, like, the worst thing you could probably do. It's just misgender someone who's transgender. It just feels shitty, so don't do it. And I'm sorry I keep saying, but my voice is literally, like, cracking. Like, I'm not, like, I literally, this is my first freaking Anchor or whatever. I've never made one before. And I've honestly had a couple drinks, not even gonna fucking lie, so yeah, that's the tea with that. I'm that bitch, that little slurring bitch. But honestly, I don't give a fuck, because this is my life, and I wanted to go ahead and get the tea for some people that maybe, like, they're, maybe people are never gonna hear this, and I don't have a lot of followers on YouTube, so it really just doesn't really matter for me. This is just something that I wanted to do because I talk a lot, and I feel comfortable talking and getting to explain my story, even though nobody wants to listen. Like, hi, hello, can you relate? And yeah, like, I just hope that anybody who's listening to this just understands that, like, at the end of the day, you are who you are, and you cannot, like, place this bar to where you need to be your whole life, because that bar will diminish, and it will change, and what you think that you should be over time, it will definitely change, and it might even be the opposite. So, hold that accountable to yourself, and let it fucking be, because it's just what it is, and yeah, so fuck it up and be that bitch.